Assalamu alaikum. This is Radio Pakistan News and Current Affairs Channel, Islamabad. You are listening to Perspective. The Perspective will cover the events taking place national, at national, regional and global level. I'm your host, Muhammad Shiraz, today joined by...
Assalamu alaikum, listeners, I'm Hassan Bashir.
Listeners, in today's program, we will discuss and include the expert opinion on the developing news stories. And listeners, as you know, today's a developing news story is related to the 48th World Economic Forum annual meeting where Pakistan has been able to highlight its economic strength at a global platform. The Prime Minister's fruitful meetings with President of Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and CEO Japan Bank for International Cooperation. It will also include the Prime Minister's schedule and also the Prime Minister's speech in Belt and Road Impact session of World Economic Forum. And listeners, let me quickly introduce you to the Prime Minister's schedule. The Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi will participate in a number of important events and hold bilateral meetings with the key world leaders and chairpersons and CEOs of 15 leading multinational organizations from the US, Europe, China and Japan. He will interact with heads of states and governments in a special session of the informal group of world economic leaders. The Prime Minister will give interviews to major international media outlets including the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, CNN and the Reuters. The Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi met Mr. Tadashi Madeda, a CEO of Japan Bank for International Cooperation at the World Economic Forum in Davos today. Special assistant to Prime Minister and senior government officials were also present. Listeners, we will keep you up to date and will discuss in detail the interactions of Prime Minister and obviously the special session on a Belt and Road Impact. But before that, let's have a quick music break.
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs Channel presents in-depth insight into important national and international issues. With expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy, or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gawadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Now you can download Radio Pakistan's app, Radio Pakistan Official, from Google Play on your Android cell phone to listen to live news, analysis and your favorite programs and music. Download now and keep listening Radio Pakistan, the voice of the nation.
Welcome back, listeners. So as you know that we are discussing about the World Economic Forum and a prime minister's schedule is being told to you earlier. In that forum, the prime minister highlighted that in the last few years, Pakistan has made tremendous achievements towards political stability, law and order, energy security, and economic growth. We are hoping that these positive indicators will incite the Japanese companies and businesses to enhance their ties, stated the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister reiterated that Pakistan and Japan enjoy a very long and cherished history of economic cooperation that is of immense importance to Pakistan. The Prime Minister expressed the hope that JBIC will support Japanese companies in their investment in Pakistan, particularly in the energy sector. The Prime Minister appraised that there are 48 Japanese companies currently operating in Pakistan, and many more are expected to enter Pakistani market at an exceptional rate. The Prime Minister Abbasi invited JBIC to open its operations in Pakistan. On the similar note, the Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi met President of Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank at the World Economic Forum. In Davos, the special assistant to Prime Minister Ali Jahangir Siddiqui and senior government officials were also present in the meeting. AIIB is a multilateral development bank that provides financing, support for infrastructure and regional connectivity. It has a capital of $100 billion, and Pakistan is one of the founding members of the bank. Pakistan has a seat on the board of governors, and AIIB has co-financed two projects worth $400 million in Pakistan, that is MK Shorkot Khanewal section, which is $100 million, and Tarbela 5 extension project, which is $300 million. A 7-member delegation of AIIB board of directors visited Pakistan in December 2017. The Prime Minister has reiterated that Pakistan was AIIB's most enthusiastic supporter in its early stages and expressed the hope for building a strong and sustained relationship. The Prime Minister invited President AIIB to visit Pakistan. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stated that socio-economic integration and uplift of Fatah region is a major priority for the government of Pakistan. The Prime Minister emphasized that the funding water storage dams in Fatah region would help in reintegrating and uplifting the region seamlessly. The Prime Minister also sought the support of AIIB for implementation of some of shovel-ready projects in water conservation, infrastructure, and energy sectors. So, listeners, you see, this is a very important, as we were discussing about it yesterday, that how World Economic Forum is an important activity and an important opportunity for Pakistan to represent itself because of the growing challenges that Pakistan faces on different fronts. And I think that is going to be a very important juncture in Pakistan's moving forward, because as we see that how Pakistan has been able to take care of its economic, political, and law and order and energy security issues. So in that regard, let me ask my co-host about this development, this economic forum, and the kind of developments we are seeing as the Prime Minister's fruitful meeting with President of Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and CEO Japan Bank for International Cooperation. So how do you see, Essen, these increasing relationships and cooperation on the one side, and obviously we can see that how it will further encourage and give confidence to other investors as well?
Well, thank you very much, Shiraz, for giving me time to talk about it. And obviously, the World Economic Forum is a very important forum on the world, where the economic activity of the entire world is taken into account, and where the heads of the state, especially...
Ashton, I have to cut you over here, because we are joined by Dr. Alia H. Kamran, who's an academic and economic expert. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am, we were discussing about the World Economic Forum, and
yes,
in that World Economic Forum, Pakistan has been able to highlight its strength at economic strength at global platform. How do you see, is it significant and important for the future of Pakistan?
Of course, it is very significant because Pakistan is grappling with various challenges, and one of the challenges has been that we had been, trapped in a low growth cycle. So at least we've gotten out of it. We've shown some kind of, macroeconomic strength and stability. Large-scale industrial output is picking up, our exports are picking up, but I would like to emphasize that we still have a lot to do on the socio-economic front. Right. You know, our social indicators in terms of our gaps, gender gaps in education, health, employment, and, various other dimensions, they need attention. So now that our economy is picking up, we also should focus on how the growth in output is being is filtering or transferring into the lives of the people.
Right, and ma'am, two very important meetings that took place at the same event was between the President of Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and CEO Japan Bank for International Cooperation. Both these have appreciated the economic stability achieved by Pakistan and expressed interest for investment in energy and telecom sector. How do you see these developments?
I think I would like to recognize the role of CPEC in establishing Pakistan as a attractive place for investment, because we are sending the signal now at every forum that because of our infrastructure projects under CPEC and our energy projects under CPEC, we are overcoming some of the infrastructure and energy challenges that were pulling us down. And that is why you see the other countries also taking an interest in Pakistan.
Well, ma'am, absolutely correct that you have said that a lot of economic activity has since been generated in Asia, especially by having this One Belt, One Road initiative through the Chinese. The realignment of the countries is also very important, not only from the point of view of having a military collaboration, but having an economic collaboration.
Yes.
Do you think that this kind of forum is going to give a momentum to that kind of collaboration?
Yes, because if you, think about the title, it is all about cooperation. You know, they have recognized that the world is fractured today, it's broken up, and, the countries need to reduce their tensions, reduce their conflicts, and work together in any way possible. You know, it's not possible that every country works with every other country, but groupings of countries can work together and work for the people of the world, because it's the economies which bond, and then the positive benefits flow to the people of those economies.
Right. Thank you very much, Dr. Alia, for joining Radio Pakistan.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Ashton, taking it from here, this is an important thing I would like to ask you. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stated that socio-economic integration and uplift of Fatah region is a major priority for the government of Pakistan. So you see how the government is emphasizing more and making sure that this economic movement which is going on, the fruits of that movement should trickle down to the most ignored areas of Pakistan. So how do you see these intentions, Essen?
I think the intentions are very clear, and they are very positive, and positive in the sense that where the most neglected areas of first thing was that law and order situation had to basically acquired, and that, alhamdulillah, in Pakistan, now the law and order situation is much better than as it was previous. And the other important aspect is, from the economic point of view, is that there are always certain indicators in a country which needs to be seen, and only then the economic activity gets generated.
Right.
The first and the foremost is having a law and order situation in the country. The country has to be absolutely peaceful and free from all these kind of menaces which have law and order kind of situation, so that the investors and the people there can, with a peace of mind, can invest and can reap the fruits of their investment also, because that is what ultimately they are looking forward to. In Pakistan, especially in since there was a time once we were under the grip of this menace of terrorism, and we were trying to fight and trying to find a way out to come out of it, and with the global aspects which have changed from the orientation totally has changed, and especially I would that's why I asked her also that One Belt One Road initiative of the Chinese is a fortune once in a million years is basically
right.
which is given. And that is what they have given. It is not only limiting to one particular region. It is for the entire world and for the entire humanity, if I would say that, if they understand it correctly, everyone can reap the benefits of it. And Pakistan definitely would not like to stay away from there. And also the Chinese also saw that the potential lies in Pakistan, basically to be the front line in this kind of cooperation, for having this kind of economic activity in this region, which will ultimately turn out to be a world economic activity. And within Pakistan, the intentions of the government were very rightly said that the underprivileged areas in Pakistan definitely needs to come into the mainstream. After a hectic efforts of so many years, today, alhamdulillah, we see that Fatah is now in the mainstream, Shahz, and
right.
Fatah has come back. Fatah, where the government is now having a writ, and previously there was no writ of the government in these areas. Now, today, the writ of government is there all over the country now, and Fatah also. So, Fatah now is concentratedly being given an edge over the rest of the country, not on that account, but then equally a little more dimension is seen towards improvement of the situation in Fatah. So that is very, very important, and the government is very rightly have identified that within their own country as to which area needs the most of these assistance and the economic activity from where it has to be generated. So that is what we have all we see. And obviously the entire situation, gets more and more. The more days will
exactly.
pass, inshallah, the economic activity will further generate.
Well, exactly, Asan. I think this is going to be the focus of the government, obviously. So listeners, the World Economic Forum and the significance of this economic forum for a developing country like Pakistan is even more, as Pakistan has been able to significantly present a strengthened economic economic situation at the global platform. And there are two important meetings that took place with the Prime Minister. One is of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, that was the President and CEO of Japan Bank for International Cooperation. Listeners, we will keep on talking on the same topic, but it's time for a mid break and the news headlines.
Midar News. Prime Minister and President Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank at a meeting in Davos, Switzerland, have discussed funding for socio-economic uplift of Fatah. Shahid Khaqan Abbasi has assured to provide full support and facilitation to Japanese companies to invest in Pakistan. Prime Minister, speaking at a session of World Economic Forum in Davos, has said CPEC has made Pakistan most visible part of Belt and Road Initiative. National Assembly has adopted a unanimous resolution condemning increased Indian ceasefire violations. China says resolution of Kashmir dispute is crucial for regional peace and security. Pakistan has condemned a drone attack in Kurram Agency carried out by Resolute Support Mission this morning. Pakistan qualified for semi-final of Under-19 Cricket World Cup, beating South Africa by 3 wickets in quarter-final at Christchurch, New Zealand today.
Thank you, Yasin, for the mid-hour news headlines. Listeners, we will keep on talking on the same topic, that is a World Economic Forum and Pakistan's economic strength highlighting at that global platform. But it's time for a short break.
Namwar khilaadiyon se mulaqatein aur khelon ki duniya se.
Now you can download Radio Pakistan's app, Radio Pakistan Official, from Google Play on your Android cell phone to listen to live news, analysis and your favorite programs and music. Download now and keep listening Radio Pakistan, the voice of the nation.
Welcome back, listeners. So since we are talking about the World Economic Forum and Pakistani Prime Minister's fruitful meetings with the President of Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and CEO of Japan Bank for International Cooperation. Moving on, there was another session that took place at the World Economic Forum in which Prime Minister's speech in One Belt and Road impact. This session was basically all about this Belt and Road impact. Speaking in Belt and Road impact session of the World Economic Forum in Davos on Wednesday, he said BRI is physical manifestation of the bonds between countries that exist through history. He said Pakistan today is most visible part of the BRI because of China-Pakistan economic corridor. And in the same session, the moderator asked him a question that was, what kind of complementary policies, according to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, I think countries should have to make these projects, BRI projects, fruitful, and how could we involve country? How can we bring about other countries together? Listeners, have a listen what the Prime Minister of Pakistan has to say.
It's important that we ensure that these projects don't create distortions. They should be inclusive. They should be available to all investors. Of course, there are bilateral constraints that are there, but they should be available to all investors with the same level playing field that is available to the local players. We must also ensure compliance with the standards, and we must be cognizant of, I fully appreciate the comments about white elephants, and hopefully what may seem like a white elephant today, through the synergies that are created through the BRI and the connectivity issues, I think over a life cycle cost and through replacement of inefficiencies, those elephants probably will turn out to be more efficient utilization of resources. But yes, it is very critical to be aware of the white elephants. The governments are known for non-optimal utilization of resources, and that's something that the projects have to guard against. And that's something that we are very cognizant of, that the projects have to be financially sustainable and contribute to the environment.
So listeners, that was a Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, in response to a question which was asked to him. And he was very clear that we need to make sure that we take care of the white elephants and to make sure that all the complementary policies that our country has done so far should be furthered. And in order to do so, that is the commitment that the government has shown. And we see that because of this Belt and Road project, and obviously the flagship project of this is China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. It's going to be the backbone of the economic integration, first of all, in the region, and obviously it will move towards the political integration as well. And in the same session, he said that the project will result in freer movement of people and greater cultural opens between the countries. So this is going to be, then again, the spillover effect of Belt and Road impact, or for that matter, the flagship project that is CPAC, is going to be significant. So there are going to be economic spillovers initially, then there will be political spillovers, and obviously the kind of spillovers that Prime Minister has mentioned in his speech, that was of people to people and greater cultural openness between the different countries. So your take on this essence, so do you see that how to bring about or how to bring other countries close to each other?
Well, definitely. See, the one of the things which bring closeness amongst the countries is naturally the economic cohesion, and obviously, and then it is the dependency also for these kind of projects. The dependency is very important. Unless you are dependent on someone else's country for its resources or sharing of culture and anything, only then you become closer to each other. And once you are closer to each other, it is much better to live in the world in harmony, and that is only possible if you are having certain things in commonality which you are sharing. It may be culture, it can be economy, it can be medical, it can be anything, it can be even law and order situation, to sharing the intelligence amongst the countries each other, so that the world becomes a peaceful place to live. So all these kind of collaborations and cohesions, they are very important for economic activity, because the most important principle is only this thing.
Well, exactly, as in bringing the countries together. The same question was asked to the Prime Minister, Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, as well. And let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, I think that's a very important question on how countries can work together. For example, Pakistan, through its port development and highway development and rail development, can probably provide much more efficient connectivity to most of Central Asia, which is landlocked. So through complementary policies, I think, a greater utilization of the resource or the project that is created, of course, taking into consideration that we do need some extra space to be left over, I think the complementarities will create much greater financial sustainability for the project.
So, listeners, you were listening to the Prime Minister of Pakistan. The question which was posed to him was about how it would bring about the countries together. As we were discussing about the fact that this economic spillover, because the major initiative, the major purpose of this economic activity in the region is basically to bring about the countries together. Essen, if you talk about the kind of economic integration that took place in Europe, I'm not trying to compare it with Europe, but the kind of activity which took place over there resulted into the political spillover, the political integration as well, and eventually to the third wave of integration as well. That is the third spillover, that is also known as the third spillover effect, which is a supranational authorities. You know, that is the European Union itself is. So we are at the very initial stages. We are at the first step, that is the economic integration. And this project, CPAC, basically puts Pakistan in the center of this activity. How do you see that?
Well, very technical things you have put very simple words. But what you have said is absolutely very, very technical. And one needs to understand that these spillovers are very important in the histories of the countries as well. See, the cultural spillover can also, affect directly the economic activity as well. So the economic spillover also, that a country which is full of resources, and the resources which they have, if they are in abundance, they would always like to share them with the neighboring countries. And once that spillover goes over to the neighboring country, not only that they improve the bilateral relations with each other, but also they share the trade also between each other, and also also earn a lot of revenue and generation of revenue, which may not have been possible if this spillover is not allowed and if this spillover is contained. The true example which is striking to my mind at the moment is, Shiraz, is this India and Pakistan, two neighbors. And the kind of resources or the kind of resourcefulness which these two countries have, if the relations are not strained and if the relations are good, the bilateral collaboration between the two countries and the resources which they have amongst each other, just imagine the kind of trading which can be done. So the same goes for China. China is now in surplus of so many things. They are surplus in kinds of technology which they have. They have the potential of production and producing so many things which they probably feel that the rest of the world can also be benefited out of it. So that spillover is going on, and that spillover is just passing through in shape of China-Pakistan economic corridor through Pakistan from Khunjrab, which is connecting China to Gwadar, which is connecting to the Central Asia and then to the European Union as well. So these kind of technically what you have said is basically this thing that how these are interconnected. And once you are interconnected and you are dependent, then you become a very small place also. The distances are going to reduce. The economic activity is going to be shared amongst each other. So all the everyone tries to get benefited out of it. So this is very important, and such like forums which is now in Switzerland in Davos is again very important forum where the heads of the states they sit in and then they try to seek that who is having a surplus amount of energy, who is having surplus amount of trading activity, what can be cherished from another, what strength can be drawn from another, and how the other humanity can be taken care of. So these are those important things which are being discussed always in these kind of forums, which is called as this Davos and the Economic Forum, because nothing else is important these days except for economy and having peace in the region, peace in the countries. Just see, the world is at fire. Basically, everywhere in the world, there is some kind of a law and order situation and law and order problem. The most peaceful countries are even not very secure mentally. Even if their crime rate is so low, but still they feel that they may not be having that classic peace which they need to. Exactly. I'll continue with this point which you had raised.
Well, obviously, it is also the starting line of the World Economic Forum that is creating a shared future in a fractured world. Listeners, we will continue with the same topic and especially with CPAC and Belt and Road Impact session of World Economic Forum. It's time for a short break.
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel presents in-depth insights into important national and international issues. With expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy, or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gwadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Now you can download Radio Pakistan's app, Radio Pakistan Official, from Google Play on your Android cell phone to listen to live news, analysis, and your favorite programs and music. Download now and keep listening Radio Pakistan, the voice of the nation.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Perspective, and this is Radio Pakistan News and Current Affairs Channel. I'm your host, Muhammad Shiraz, today joined by
Ehsan Bashir.
Well, Asan, as we were talking about, as you mentioned about the economic importance, as the world has evolved into what you call soft power, you know, that is more significant. And in the challenging times as Pakistan is facing, and the whole region is facing for that sake, you know, it's important that Pakistani efforts in this field, in this direction, should also be appreciated and assisted, rather than what we have seen on the security front, the kind of effort Pakistan has made, the kind of sacrifices Pakistan has made. We haven't seen the same kind of response from the West, especially the United States of America and other allied countries. So how do you see, in the presence of CPAC in the region, and the kind of improvement that Pakistan has made, and that improvement has been recognized and acknowledged by all the most of the international financial institutions, governmental or non-governmental, that Pakistan has gained economically, as far as the economic policy of Pakistan is concerned, it has been appreciated every now and then. And even today, Pakistan is said to be somewhere in the last year, said to be somewhere 5.3 GDP. So that is a great leap of, progress, because of the fact that the kind of situation Pakistan faces right now. On the one border, there is India, who's every now and then trying to, you know, instigate and provocate some kind of damage to Pakistan, and to undermine Pakistan's progress, to undermine CPAC as well, which is not only Pakistan's progress, which is obviously a regional integrative project, or corridor for that matter. And on the other end, we have seen how the countries on the other side, and in Afghanistan at the moment, are blaming Pakistan for their letdowns rather than ours. So in this regard, I think it's very significant that Pakistan's case should be heard with full, sincerity, and there should be an equal response to what Pakistan is saying. So what is your observation, and what is your take, that what further can be done in order to make Pakistani voices heard in the field of economics?
I think this is very, very important, and absolutely you're right in saying so many things that it is going to be, how the voices are heard, and what is the present scenario which is prevailing in this world, what is the world order which is going to be there, what are the choices with the people, and what choice has actually been put on ground to be seen for the rest of the world, and what should be, thought over it, and how it should be implemented. I think you are absolutely right in saying that, yes, this is a fortune which has come in, once in lifetime of someone, which comes in shape of China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, with which everyone can benefit, not only this region, but the entire world is going to get benefited out of these corridors. And this concept of, One Belt, One Road initiative has just called as initiative. It is just the beginning from here. It is like what you are saying is interconnectivity. The people with people-to-people cooperation, the people to the countries-to-countries cooperation, utilizing the resources of each other, not having the resources already meagerly, the few resources in which one country is in abundance, another country is starving for the same. So there is no distribution, there is no judicious distribution of these resources. So in Africa you see famine, and elsewhere you see an abundance of food. And where the water is scarce in Africa, and you see floods in elsewhere in the world, there is no method of channelizing that water to reach to that place, or to for those who are starving for having that water and making use of that. These kind of corridors and this concept of interconnectivity and this interdependency once rises, then obviously the situation is going to be totally different. And that's why I referred in the earlier half as well, that I tried to quote an example of the neighboring countries like Pakistan and India, those who got separated in 1947. They were full. They have so much of resources, and they have got so much of richness in that, that which basically forced the East India Company to basically come into Indo-Pak subcontinent and then stay here for hundreds of years.
The golden sparrow.
The golden sparrow and all that. And that golden sparrow has not gone. Though they have tried to take a lot of out of it, but then the golden sparrow is still around. But it is only up to us. So how do we utilize it? How do we gear back? There is obviously there are concerns. There are genuine concerns. There are illegitimate concerns also. But then that is not going to be there. These kind of corridors, once they get commissioned, obviously that is why you see in Asia, a lot of countries, they want to be part of this greater initiative. And they want to really be part of this sharing of fortunes with others. Now, this is one side of what you have said. On right. the other side, it is important also to take into notice the law and order situation which is prevailing all over the world. The strain constraints, you know, by gearing up, it. You see, you want to be rich. You want to sell your products. And if that is only your priority, then again you may be missing the train at the same time. But
exactly.
What train we want to board, we will be missing that train. Because one country is trying to force build up on military might and wants to sell that military might, would need also a testing ground as well in the same world.
And Essen, the Prime Minister said, we strongly, as you were talking about CPAC, that we strongly recognize the vision and initiative of China and President Z, you know, so that is more important, referring to CPAC, that is, which is part of BRI, the session in which he made the speech. The Prime Minister said projects under the initiative include power plants, highways, modernization of railways and ports, construction of airports and setting up of economic zones for export growth. He said results of CPAC related projects have already started appearing, as our cement plants use 56% additional capacity and exports grew by 15%. Prime Minister said CPAC is also boosting confidence of the investors, and Pakistan is getting a lot of investment in addition to CPAC. Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, said key principles of CPAC projects are financial sustainability and lessening of environmental impact. He said apart from financial sustainability, these projects are indicative of Pakistan being a more responsible global citizen as far as environment is concerned. He said, despite all power plants coming in, including those based on coal, the overall impact on the environment would be positive as Pakistan is replacing the less efficient power plants. So this is very progressive approach from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, and for that matter, the current government and Pakistan as a state, because that really clearly reflects a very positive posture of Pakistan when it comes to, you know, growing economically, but with responsibility. Essen.
I think you're absolutely right, and I can't agree for more on what you have said and what the Prime Minister has said out there, that obviously this is all about economic forum. And the leaders out there, those who are pledging, and obviously he has appreciated the Chinese Premier Xi Jinping's, overall what comprehensively he has said and presented to the world is something, a vision which has brought in appreciation from all quarters, from all over the world. People want to flock in and they want to be part and parcel of this initiative. Because obviously, you see, everyone is starved these days of, resources. The resources are getting, once the population is increasing, the resources which are present on the ground and the land remains the same. There's no elasticity which keeps increasing on
right.
that. So that keeps reducing. So, but the thing is that how good you try to use it, how good the benefit you use, and already available resources, you should not be wasting them. And they should not go in waste other than not serving the humanity, but should be wasted in any other way. So that is the concept behind this vision. and that they should be utilized, and judicious utilization of that should be done. And this kind of vision has been taken down to this kind of forums, like in Switzerland, Davos, where the economic forum, by its word as economic, means that everything will revolve around economics. So economy, as we keep saying, and you would definitely agree with me, that the general concept and the scenario all over the world, you know, it has changed from geopolitics to geoeconomics. You know, this narrative which has changed, it has changed the entire alignment of the world and the people and the countries, for that matter. The countries are getting closer to each other only because of the economic activity and the resources which you have and which you can share amongst each other. They are bringing them together. Instead of there is no other way or thing which is, you know, which will bring you together at one forum. This is one thing which will bring you at one place and which will have you at one point. So Davos is one forum which has generated always these kind of dialogue. And this dialogue, towards the end, once the heads of the states, they will sit together, they will have a lot of collaborations in times to come.
Exactly, as you've said, and I would conclude that environment-friendly growth. So Pakistan is pursuing an environment-friendly growth. Listeners, we were talking about the developments at the World Economic Forum and the speech made by Prime Minister in Belt and Road Impact session. Secondly, we also discussed about Prime Minister's fruitful meetings with the President of Asian Infrastructural Investment Bank and CEO Japan Bank for International Cooperation. This is going to be it for today, as far as the World Economic Forum and the developments of World Economic Forum taking place. We will definitely keep you updated on this issue in the upcoming programs as well. Right now, it's time for weather update. Mainly cold and dry weather is expected in most parts of the country. However, very cold weather conditions are likely to prevail in northern areas, Malakand, Quetta divisions. Fog is likely to prevail over plain areas of Punjab and Upper Sindh during morning hours. Listen, let me introduce you to today's perspective team. Today's program coordinator was Afozia Rana. Program engineer was Khurram Iqbal. Program in charge was Zafar Iqbal. And chief executive officer was Javed Khan Jadoon. Thank you, listeners. Take care of yourself. Have a good evening. Allah Nekeban.
Now please stand by for our...